I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
Craig Adams.
Yeah,
it's the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon. And this morning, joining us is the superintendent of Avon Schools, Mike Laub. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of things going on with the school. I know the big thing is I drive down Long Road and I see the wide open space that's out there, the future home of the middle school, right?
Yeah, it looks wonderful. We're really making a lot of progress on the site right now. It does look a lot different. A lot of people comment to us on how different it looks driving down Long Road. But we're excited. Our building, that building needs to be built to take care of this influx of students that we continue to get, and it'll put us in a really good position space-wise for a long time. So we're excited.
What's the timetable on that project?
Right now, we will open 15-16 school year. The building should be complete, and we're hoping to have an occupancy permit by May of next year, so 1 year from right now. So we're excited about that.
Is there a lot of room for buses to get in through there and go through? Because that road itself is sort of like a side road. Now it's going to be somewhat of a major road for the influx of traffic.
Yeah, I've gotten that question a few times, actually. Obviously, when you do a project like this, one of the things you have to do is a traffic study. And you have professional people who are trained to do that. They come out, they take a look, and say, hey, this is what you need to do to make that road safe. And, the city has to approve that through City Planning Commission. All those things have been done. So there are some places where we're going to do a little bit of work. Like, we're going to put a turning lane in at the north entrance. That's going to take a little bit of road widening and a little bit of work right there. But we've been reassured, and I believe that it is going to be a safe place for our buses to travel.
It does look like there's going to be two different entrances to that. Is that what it is? Is there going to be that?
Yes, okay. There's a north entrance and a south entrance off of Long Road.
Okay.
I would say the north entrance is probably going to be used the most, but the south entrance will be available as well. Both roads will loop. The south entrance, obviously, a little bit further away from the school. There's also going to be a school employee-only entrance off of Long Road, or off of Halstead Lane, which is a cul-de-sac street that comes in from the east side of the property. But that's going to be like a mechanical arm, buses only, school traffic only.
Okay, kind of like that dividing line that they have at Heritage, right? North
yes,
and south.
It's exactly.
Speaking of that, I noticed that the high school or the middle school will be a 6th, 7th, and 8th. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
yep.
You're reshifting what's happening at Heritage then? Too?
Absolutely. Heritage North and South right now, believe it or not, we have a third grade class of 385. We have a fourth grade class of 375. We are growing quickly down at the lower levels, and we've outgrown. We opened the Heritage campus, and I should say, Avon opened the Heritage campus before I was on board, but with five or six computer labs on the campus. And this upcoming year, actually, we'll close the last computer lab to make room for another classroom of students. So, yes, we are doing some shifting. That's one of the reasons we built the middle school, is we do need very much to have that space for our third, fourth, and fifth graders.
Do you need a Heritage West? A Heritage East?
Well, according to our enrollment study, building this middle school, our enrollment study takes us out to about 5,200 students in the year 2021. We had that study done twice. So we're expecting to be over 5,000 students by 2021. And our current configuration, when we bring the middle school on board, will handle that capacity. So people have asked that question, do we have space to build a building? We do. That Long Road property does have space, but are there any plans right now to do that? Not based on the enrollment study numbers that we have, but it's always good to have the property in case we need to do that.
We see more and more sidewalks going in the city. I assume that's for safety and maybe to help kids get to school. Does that have any impact on busing?
I don't know that it has a lot of impact on busing. We have a pickup radius that is, we pick up most of our students, of course, except the high school. We don't have high school busing. But we do. We pick up most of our students. We don't have a lot of walkers. Even at the Heritage campus, where we're built in a neighborhood, we do have a few walkers, but we are still busing students pretty much all of our students. So I don't know that the sidewalks have a big bearing on that. But in talking to the mayor, you know, the sidewalks certainly have a bearing on other safety factors. You know, we want kids to be able to ride their bikes to places in the city so they can go and be a part of programs. So I know that's one of the things that Mayor Jensen's talked to me about, and I know is on his list, and that is to make the city as safe as possible for our kids.
The school year is winding down, and we've talked with other superintendents who often say, well, now we get real busy because we have so much to do during the summer. What's the story in Avon?
Same thing. We have several summer projects that we're going to undertake. With this transformation and bringing this new building online, we certainly have a busy summer ahead of us this summer and next summer. Along with getting ready for the transition and moving grades, and the village school is going to move to the current middle school when all of this transition takes place, we're planning for that. The other thing we're doing is we're fixing our asphalt areas and parking lots and doing some upgrades to some of those capital improvement projects that, quite frankly, the students will have their last day of school, the teachers will have the next day, and the work begins the very next day. So we've got a lot on the plate this summer, but it's all good stuff. I like the busy summer, so we're looking forward to getting those capital improvements in place this summer.
When my daughter graduated from Avon High School a couple years ago, it was the commencement, you know, the graduation ceremony was in the gymnasium, but I think, what, a year or two back, you moved it out?
Yes.
What's the status this year?
It'll remain at CSU. For now, CSU is the venue that we've chosen. If you've ever been down there for a commencement, it's gorgeous. It's very comfortable seating. We don't have to limit the number of tickets that family members can have, which our classes are big enough and our gym is not big enough. Our classes are big enough to warrant a change of venue. But where people are able to bring, or kids are able to bring, you know, their entire family, and CSU provides a really nice venue for that. Like I said earlier, like my daughter's a third grader. She has 385 students in her class. We don't fit in the gym anymore, unfortunately. So.
They might have to go to the queue.
They may.
Perhaps. Or some of those schools will have an outside location, which will have an endless supply. And then, of course, if the weather changes, then everybody's plans really get cramped. But it's good to have something already planned on the inside there as well. How much time do you spend at the different schools? I know you have administrative duties, but do you have a regular schedule of stops around the district?
I try. I try to do that. I try to be in every school one time a week at least, where I'm able to walk through the building, say hi to kids, say hi to staff, and just be present, I guess, is the best way of putting it. I like being in the buildings. When you take a job in central office, I was a teacher and a building principal before I did this, and when you take a job in central office, you miss it, quite frankly, and it's a nice reminder to me to get into the buildings and to see kids and to see teaching and learning going on. It makes me feel good about what we do, and I like seeing that. Our office is right next door to the Heritage Campus, so fortunately or unfortunately for those folks, I'm in there a lot.
Okay, sure.
But I do try and travel around the buildings and be present.
There's a point probably in your mind you don't hear the bell and then all the kids talking for three quick minutes and then it's quiet again. It's kind of interesting how that it's a quiet place and there's this big burst of energy and then everyone gets in the classes and it sort of quiets down again. It's a weird rhythm of a school, I guess.
It is. And believe it or not, you get into that routine and sometimes you miss it a little bit. But that's why I like what I do, because I feel like I have an effect on what's happening in the buildings, and to walk through the buildings and see what's going on every day is refreshing to me. So,
do you ever sneak in and sit in the classroom and make everybody feel uncomfortable for the 10 minutes that you're in there?
I try not to do that. I do pop into classrooms, and teachers, I'll be honest with you, we have a staff that is absolutely second to none. I really believe that. I've been in a couple of different places and certainly respect all the places I've been, but the Avon staff is second to none, and they're so welcoming. I think they like, for the most part, when I pop my head in the door and say hello, and they always have the kids, you know, say hello to me, and it's a nice atmosphere. I really enjoy it. So.
Well, Superintendent Mike Lobb, thanks for stopping in this morning, and we continue on with our spotlight on Avon for the next couple of days, and it's good to see kids out there now. They've finished up some of those big testing now, so they're now on the home stretch of getting the finals and getting ready for graduation. Some moving on, other kids wondering how they're going to spend their summer before they get back into the swing of things for the school year. The extra 2 days, by the way, added to the end of the school year. Yeah, that's what they decided
to do. Yes, it is. Well, thank you for having me, by the way.
We appreciate you coming in this